Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Frank Andrews Show Podcast.
10 minutes now after 4 o'clock, hour number two, brought to you by DePietro's Pharmacy. A reminder from them that they will be closed Monday, Memorial Day, and they too will honor all of the brave American heroes who paid the highest price for our freedom. DePietroPharmacy.com or give them a call, 570-209-7440. Jake, get soundbite number five ready, will you? Soundbite number five. This is ABC News. This is ABC 13, which is the local ABC affiliate that covers Uvalde, Texas. And I've been watching them and following them. I know a lot of the reporters there. I know people who are in management. So I just wanted to see how they were covering it. And they have a very touching report about some of the victims of the Texas shooting. Here, whenever you're ready, Jake.
To begin with, heartbreaking news out of Texas, the scene of the latest mass shooting to plague our country. This time it was at an elementary school. 21 people, including 19 children, were murdered. And the gunman who opened fire at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde is also dead. There are a lot of details still unfolding at this hour. Our coverage begins with Eyewitness News reporter Derek Waller live in our newsroom. Derek?
Well, Ken, police say the 18-year-old gunman first shot and killed his grandmother before walking into that elementary school with an AR-15 rifle and body armor and murdering little kids. Responding police officers shot and killed the suspected shooter, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, but not before they say he committed the deadliest attack on an American school since Sandy Hook 10 years ago. Robb Elementary School is located in a heavily Hispanic community, Uvalde, Texas, west of San Antonio. Authorities are now using DNA to identify some of the 19 children murdered. Two teachers also died. And this morning, we're hearing from a parent who knew one of the teachers killed.
It was more than anybody else has ever poured into my child. And I've just never seen anyone quite so dedicated. I just know that something has to be done because this is not normal, and communities shouldn't have to deal with this, and children in school should not have to live through that.
Overnight, neighbors in Uvalde gathered for a vigil. Participants formed a large circle and said prayers for the victims. One woman in attendance actually helped children evacuate after the shooting. I can also tell you that in our area today, expect to hear from New Jersey Governor Murphy in Trenton, also New York Governor Kathy Hochul near Albany. New York City Mayor Eric Adams will also be at police headquarters in Lower Manhattan, also talking about how to make sure children are safe at school. Charlene.
Derek, we are also very shattered by this. Thank you for that report. As it is so often and does after these tragedies, we ask what happens now. During his address, President Biden urged lawmakers to take action now to prevent the next mass shooting. Here's ABC's Aika Jachi.
Overnight, as a line of hearses waited to carry off the victims at Robb Elementary School, lawmakers in Washington confronted the ugly truth.
We are seeing way too many of these.
We have another Sandy Hook on our hands. What are we doing?
I would normally say in a moment like this, we would all say naturally that our hearts break. but our hearts keep getting broken.
The violence in Uvalde coming less than 2 weeks after 10 people were killed in Buffalo. The FBI reporting 212 mass shootings in the U.S. in the first 144 days of the year. But Uvalde marks the deadliest school shooting in nearly 10 years, reminding the nation of the Sandy Hook tragedy and the call to action that came a decade ago.
And we're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
Since Sandy Hook, Congress has tried and failed to pass gun control legislation. The House recently managed to pass bills that would expand the review period for gun buyers and require background checks for sales at gun shows. But those efforts are expected to be blocked by the Senate.
Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority, if your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing?
Many Republicans say restricting weapons is not the answer.
That doesn't work. It's not effective. It doesn't prevent crime. We know what does prevent crime, which is going after felons and fugitives and those with serious mental illness, arresting them, prosecuting them when they try to illegally buy firearms.
With the issue of gun control now front and center ahead of the midterm elections, many people believe the path forward can be found in red flag laws. Now, those laws open the door for officials to identify anyone potentially dangerous and either confiscate their weapons or ban them from buying a new one. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
You know, everybody's talking about, you know, solutions, gun control and this and that. And all I can think about is the families of those kids, the families of those teachers. They're not thinking gun control right now. They're just missing their loved ones. That's where my heart is right now. And so when we get into a debate about thoughts and prayers, I think to myself, how do I reach out to them? You know, I'll go into a restaurant or I'll go in somewhere and someone will say to me, boy, that must be really hard the way, you know, you have to take care of your daughter, your special needs daughter. That must be really hard taking her to Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. It must be really hard going to Danville. It must be really hard getting her in and out of the wheelchair. It must be really hard. And I say to them, that's not the hard part. The hard part is not lifting her and carrying her. The hard part is not, you know, feeding her through a nasal gastric tube. That's not the hard part. You know what the hard part is? The hard part is that there's no Santa Claus, and there's no First Step, and there's no Tooth Fairy, and there's no singing the alphabet together. All of that I miss. And that's where these families are. They're just missing all those. They're missing the birthday parties that will be coming up, and they're missing, you know, the first Holy Communions, and they're missing the soccer games and the Little League games and the T-ball games and all that stuff. And how, you know, what do we do? You know, there's one sense of it where we want to do whatever we can to help these families, right? But at the same time, we want to make sure that there's no more families that have to go through this. Now, Jake, that was soundbite number four. Number five, which is ABC 13 number two. See it, ABC 13, number two? Play that one, if you would, because this one has a little more information about the victims.
This morning, we're learning more about the lives suddenly taken inside that school. Fourth grade special education teacher Eva Mireles taught with the Uvalde School District for 17 years before losing her life Tuesday. She leaves behind a family, including a daughter, Adeline. Audrey Garcia's daughter, Gabby, was a former student of hers.
Miss Mireles, that kind of teaching, that hands-on, doing whatever she could do to help Gabby, I mean, that's the kind of thing she did every day.
Families rushing to the scene minutes after the shooting, one dad unable to find his daughter, asking us if we knew where the funeral home was.
Pretty sad. Really sad. What this world's coming to.
Grandfather Adolfo Cruz waited all day at the school to find out if his granddaughter would make it home alive.
I just took a little time to go to the hospital and see if we could find out anything over there, and nothing.
10-year-old Javier Lopez, among the students killed, According to his cousin, Javier's mom was at an awards ceremony a few hours prior to the shooting, not knowing this would be her final moments with her son. Javier's grandmother speaking on the phone with ABC News.
It's so hard you send your kids to school and thinking they're going to make it back home, and they're not.
Amarillo Garza, who just turned 10 2 weeks ago, now confirmed to be among the victims. Her father, Angel Garza, telling ABC News, "My little love is now flying high with the angels above. Please don't take a second for granted. Hug your family. Tell them you love them." The student victims believed to be in third and fourth grade. Law enforcement sources telling ABC News a number of them are children of Customs and Border Patrol agents. We spoke with Border Patrol Sector Chief Jason Owens, whose colleague was hit with gunfire while engaging the suspect directly, but is expected to survive.
In the worst of times, you also get to see the very best in people. And that's what I have seen time and time again in these communities around South Texas.
In total, four patients were taken to San Antonio to get treatment. We know as of right now, two of them are still in critical condition. Two of them are in good condition, and those are two children. You know, we spoke with a lot of families yesterday, and you could see in their faces there was a lot of pain as they were searching for answers. But really, you also saw a lot of disbelief that this was happening in their small town. It is the same look that we've seen in a lot of the hospital workers right here in Uvalde, Texas.
We're going to take a break here, but if you have the chance, find the people that you love and just tell them you love them. Give them a hug. 20 minutes after 4, we'll be right back.
The Frank Andrews Show Podcast.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.